All right, Harold, I see you got your window sticker out.
Mm-hmm.
What you been driving?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's neat. It's actually neat and a really great price. This is my budget. This is the 2025 Range Rover Evoque Dynamic SE. This is their small one. Of course, it's very, very capable. It does not have a lot of the off-road bells and whistles that the bigger ones have, but it's still quite capable. With this all-wheel drive, it'll do a lot of stuff. It's a subcompact luxury SUV, very upscale, but it can handle the nasty stuff. The engine is a 2-liter turbo four-cylinder, but it still goes 0-60 in 7 seconds, which is pretty cool. 246 horsepower, 9-speed automatic transmission with satin chrome gear shift. Ooh. All-wheel drive, as I said, electric power, advanced steering, all-terrain controls, 19-inch wheels, torque vectoring, so it can handle some stuff. Very good looking. I really like the looks of this thing. Again, like I say, it's a smaller version, but it's very sleek. Really, really good on the road. Very, very, very quiet.
What does that mean, good on the road?
Well handling, takes the twisties, stops good, starts good, corners good.
Well, that's important.
It is good.
Yeah. Right.
So there. When you want to play Ronnie Race, you can. I said 0-60 in 7 seconds. Anyway, heated windshield, heated seats, heated steering wheel. I mean, it's going to come in handy. 3D surround camera, 360 degrees of viewing. That just comes in so handy. An awful lot of goodies. And the surprising thing is, if you ever priced a Rover, this one starts at 54. So you can say, I got me a Rover, you know. Beautiful car. And great in the city, obviously, for the size of it. I do like it. 2025 Range Rover Evoque Dynamic SE.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some hunting tips for you. Late season with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III.